At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punches?
I was hitting him with body punches, and I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You were saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely, but I knew he was cuffing and taking those punches.
Making woman gestures like,
let's go, champ.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, presenting to you Border Wars Back to Business. September 14th, we are 10 days out from our amateur event. Border Wars is taking place in Wisconsin, and we are scheduled to have a jam-packed card. So today we're going to be announcing that card fully, as all the participants have now been locked in and confirmed. So this is what we're going to be talking about in this midday Pacific Standard Time show, 3 o'clock on the Eastern. We'll be talking Border Wars. If you're interested, you know what to do. Stick around, raise your hand, and voice your opinion on our amateur event that will be live streamed right here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. So what we have here is the full card that was announced about 50 minutes ago, and we will go ahead and screen share that. Up on the bout first, we have Fernando Camarena out of Old School Boxing. So he's an Adrian fighter. He's in the 15-16 age bracket, weighs 125. It's going to be two-minute rounds, and he's taking on Alan Rosales. We got Price Sparrow out of Sparrow Boxing Club, taking on Trey Sawyer. And those are 17-year-old welterweights, three-minute rounds, so more experience there for those guys. Coming next, you got Jaden Amaya out of Romero Boxing, 12-13-year-old, 125-pound, only a minute and a half rounds. He's taking on Isaac Morillo. Dante Page, a.k.a. Tip Bellis, a.k.a. Main Event Tip, 18-40 years old, bracket, 147-pound weight limit, three-minute rounds. He's taking on Trevor Eli, a.k.a. Emperor King. TBV's own, welcome back, second-time Border Wars fighter Anthony Forbes, hailing from Florida in that 18-40 age bracket, fighting at 176, light heavyweight, three-minute rounds. First bout as an amateur, he's going straight 3 minutes. He's taking on Old School Boxing Club's Nathan Oleason. Alex Vega, our very own Border Wars Alex Vega. He's been dying to get in Border Wars. He's finally got himself an opponent and a fight date. He's in that 18 to 40 bracket. Also 175. Will you look at that? Will you look at that? I thought this fight was scheduled for 168. Somebody's in fat camp. Chris Vega, hailing from Texas. We got Jeremiah Johnson in that 13 to 14 age bracket at 119 pounds. Two-minute rounds. He's taking on Angel Saldivar. Next up, Tyler McCoy Jr., 15 to 16 age bracket, 125. A lot of 125-pounders already count three. Two-minute rounds. He's taking on Leonardo Blancas, which is this brother of Daniel Blancas, who is trained and signed to Jose Benavidez Sr. We got Cordero Bowen of Old School Boxing Club. He's taking on Victor Colon from Redeem Supreme Boxing. And that's welterweights, age bracket 18 to 40. We got Curtis Dunbar from Redeem Supreme Boxing Club, 18 to 40-year-old age bracket, another 147. Now, that's a lot. We got a lot of 47-pounders for sure. You got one, two, three, four so far. Three-minute rounds. He's taking on Ray Andre from Mad Gladiators Boxing Club. Esteban Angulino, our very own Esteban with love from Oregon, from West Eugene Boxing Academy, taking on Quindell Evans, a.k.a. Big Bay Quinn, at a real boxing gym here in Las Vegas. Three-minute rounds. Quindell stepping up to the plate as, you know, Esteban has a lot of experience. He has about 7 or 8 amateur fights plus Border Wars fights. But Quindell, like Mikey, sees something and he's going for the juggler. We got Rocky Rodriguez, also from Florida, also a Boxing Voice community member, 35-plus Masters Division, 203 pounds, two-minute rounds. James Benitez from Rough House Boxing in Atlanta. Let's go. We got Julian Baltazar, 18 to 40-year-old, 203, three-minute rounds, taking on Elijah Adacox. Okay. And we got Alexis Luna, Old School Boxing, 18 to 40, 156, three-minute rounds, taking on Donnell Finch of Bruce City Boxing. We got Aldo Blancas, another Blancas family relative, 17 age bracket, 156 pounds, three-minute rounds, taking on Vaughn Millard of CBC Boxing. And then Tyson Allen from Conflict Sports Boxing Club, 15 to 16 age bracket, 132 pounds, two-minute rounds, taking on Jomar Fernandez from Bruce City Boxing. Zabidel Michel of Old School Boxing. Man, looks like Adrian is going to be very busy. He's going to be taking on Cameron Zaccarelli, 15-year-old age bracket, 125 pounds. A lot of 125 pounders, a lot of welterweights, and we even got at least 419 pounders because the next bout is Arnold Garcia from Racine Warriors Boxing taking on Adán Casillas from Beast Boxing. Two-minute rounds, 119-pound weight class, 14 to 15-year-old division. What should I say, age bracket? That's your full card. We got 20 fights. They're going to get ring walks. They're going to get post-fight interviews. There'll be pre-fight footage. There'll be live streaming, and it'll be a great time. If you come out and watch the fights with us, you can most likely hang out with us for the watch party, which we're going to be doing for the Canelo Berlanga fight, and you can watch it together. First set, super chat of the day, The Real McCoy says, The Real McCoy, you didn't as number 7 bout, and Tyrell is how you pronounce it. Okay. Tyrell, number 7. It says Tyrese. We're going to screen share that, champ. You can't tell me I pronounced it wrong when they got Tyrese right there. And the way you spelled it is certainly not what they got right there. See that right there? It says Tyrese Anthony. Oh, here goes Tyrell McCoy. My bad. You right. I'm wrong. Okay, he's taking on Blancas. Okay. Perfect, perfect. Thank you for the correction, my friend. Thank you for the correction. Let's see. Shout out to the real McCoy with the fat $10 super chat. If you guys want to call in, feel free. I also want to screen share here. Hopefully the posters are also, yep, the posters are also in Facebook. So here are all our fight posters for our bouts. So we're going to go through them one more time just to give you the fight poster. This is Vaughn Millard and Aldo Blancas. We'll just go through them. If you're following us on YouTube, you can read along. Jeremiah Johnson with a lot of straps. Call him Strapped Up Sammy. This is Julian Baltazar and Elijah. Alex Vega and Chris Vega, the Battle of the Vegas. There goes Tyrell McCoy Jr. taking on Leonardo Blancas. Eric Lopez, Martin Avila. I think that, I don't remember announcing that one. Maybe that one didn't make the cut. Price Sparrow and Tyree Sawyer. James Benitez. Uh-oh, he got his Box Raw sweatsuit in that picture. Taking on Rocky Rodriguez. Alexis Luna and Donald Finch. Tip Bellis, Emperor King. Anthony Forbes, Nathan. Esteban and Big Bay Quinn. Fernando and Allen. And these are the WBC belts as our event is approved by the WBC. It is sponsored by the WBC. And you'll be getting belts, medals, and the fight of the night gets the official green belt. The official WBC. We got Ray Andre versus Curtis Dunbar. Victor Cologne, Cordell Woulda Bowen. And we did Tip. All right, we got through all of those. So we're taking callers for anybody that wants to call in. If you want to promote your fight, you're on the card, you want to find out any sort of information about the card, now is the time to do so. We got Bo in Bama. What's going on?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, today is a great day. It's a pleasure to be here on the show. You know what I'm saying? It's a pleasure to be a part of the community. This community has changed many lives, you know, has motivated a lot of people to do a lot of great things in their own lives. It's been a lot of people use step stool as like a bad thing, but it's been a stepping stool for some of the greatest reporters in the game. Sean Zatel being one, you know what I'm saying? In particular, that a lot of people know. We got some pros and people who fought for their country, who fought in this Border Wars event in the past, from El Salvador to the United Kingdom to even Wisconsin's very own Jerome Lambert. I like to thank you, Ness, you know what I'm saying, for providing opportunity and motivating these guys, motivating myself as well. I like to thank Adrian Rowan for all the hard work he's put in. Time and time again, from Watertown to Milwaukee, from Smokers to USA Boxing. It's been great, man. It's been an amazing ride. We're here now. And, you know, like they say, the old saying go, man, the money don't come till the dice fall. And over here, the dice loaded, man, and we're going to hit, you know. It's time. September 14th, Wisconsin. Border Wars 14, be there or be square. You know, if you can't be there, obviously you can watch it for free on YouTube, The Boxing Voice. We got almost just as many cards as PBC, Premier Boxing Champions. You know, next year I think we can do more cards than them at the rate they going and at the rate we going. You know what I'm saying? We back. James Benitez, Alex Vega, those are the Bama Bowl Promotions fighters. They highly motivated. They've been dedicating the last several months of their life to this one event, just as I'm sure as many other fighters have been doing as well. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be explosive. It's going to be exciting. Real dynamite, man. Bring your old ladies. Bring the babies. Popcorn. Buy a table. Buy bottles. Enjoy yourself. In the future, I would love to go up against other promotional companies. You know, other states and cities of different fighters and things like that. It's going to be amazing going forward. It's amazing now. I hope you all enjoy. That's all I got, man. That's all I got.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. See you at Border Wars. Malcolm, what's up?
Mr. Gibbs, how you doing this afternoon?
Chilling.
I'm glad to hear it. I just wanted to call in real quick and ask, hey, do you know who's going to be the OIC at the event?
That is an Adrian question. Let me text him.
Okay. Yeah, if you can get that person, just DM me, and I'll reach out to him, let him know I'm coming through and all of that. My OIC said that there's like a highly ranking USA boxing official out there, and she could tap me in with him, but I don't know if that's going to be the person who's going to be at the event. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying
Hopefully they send out some good officials, because we do have two high-profile fights. You know, two Blanca's brothers are fighting on there, and two other guys, McCoy and another one. So, yeah, they could use some good officials for this event.
Okay, yeah, hell yeah. And I don't know if y'all going to be doing three judges or five judges or, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. But I'm going to be on deck no matter what, man. So thank you again for throwing that event, bro. I don't know if I told you before, I'm kind of a workaholic. So any chance and this is still work, you know what I'm saying, in a way. But any chance I get to, you know, travel. I've never been to Wisconsin before, so I would never be going there if it wasn't for you throwing that event. So shout out to you and salute to you, man. I'll see
Angel
you in a couple weeks.
Angel Villarreal. I'm going to text it to you. Yeah, Angel Villarreal, but I'm texting it to your direct messages on Twitter.
Okay, copy that. All right, man, I'll talk to you.
All right, brother. We are taking callers for anybody that wants to call in and participate on today's Border Wars show. Remember, we're 10 days out. We'll be in Wisconsin. We have 20 fights on the card. Once we get done with that, we're going to be linking up together in an exclusive restaurant to have a watch party for the Canelo Berlanga entire fight card. Malcolm, they're saying Angel Villarreal just did the Olympics. So hopefully, you know, you can link up with him. Phone lines are open. Discord, Twitter Spaces is available. And so is the landline. Remember, you do have to press 1 if you're looking to rock and roll. Let's see here. Who is this? Now, don't forget, if you can't buy a ticket, you could click it for free right here on YouTube. Make sure you spread that link so that people can watch these young men get some, you know, get some work in and get some attention. You know, that's the point of having it on our channel, right? Normally, these fights don't even get recorded. We got Big Bay Quinn on a check-in, taking on the very experienced Esteban Angulino. You see something, huh? You see something like Mikey?
You feel me? Yo, can you put our little post up real quick while I'm chatting?
For sure, for sure. Here we go.
Let me know when it's up. Let me know when it's up.
You ready? You ready? You on the right side? On the left side? If you're looking on the screen with the red shorts, you know what I'm saying? Why you oiled down though, B?
Nah, that was fresh after a run.
Better not be baby oil, man. Out here cheating.
Nah, that's just straight sweat, big bro. Straight sweat. But high key, I just want to say, you know, Big Bay Quinnell versus Esteban Anguiano. September 14th, same day as the Canelo card. Tap into the Boxing Voice to view my fight. I appreciate you, Ness. I appreciate the Boxing Voice because you pretty much just turned my dream into reality. I wanted to get in the ring. You know, I've always been a boxing fan for a little while. And, you know, it inspires you to pick up some gloves and then buy a punching bag, you know, heavy bag, and start hitting it. So that's what I was doing for the last few years. Not really training, but just exercising, using boxing as exercise. And then, you know, became a fan of the Boxing Voice and peeped that you was doing Border Wars. And it inspired me to, like, let me go in the gym and really see what's up. So I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity to, like, actually say that I'm a boxer. You feel me? So this is a test. You know, ready or not, whether I'm ready for the experience Esteban Anguiano or not, I'm ready to test myself. So I really appreciate this test that I'm gonna be able to take on September 14th. I've had some good sparring. I sparred a few good guys. I even sparred one pro for a few rounds. What's his name? Dennis Duglin. Even got a round or two in with him. And that was fun. You feel me? That was fun. So, like, I really feel like I can hang with the big dogs, you know, for at least a round.
Yeah. Did they even ask you if you wanted to do 3 minutes? Because I see they got you on 3 minutes, plus you fighting an experienced guy. I'm almost feeling like, you know, they trying to set you up here, man.
They ain't asked me nothing. So if I was only supposed to do 2 minute rounds, that's what I thought I was doing. I thought it was 3 2-minute rounds. You feel me? But if they got me on 3 minutes, it is what it is. I didn't realize how long 3 minutes was until you get there for the first time with sparring. And then I had to learn breath control, had to learn, you know, how to not be so tense, how to learn how to really, you know, not punch myself out. So I wasn't expecting 3 minute rounds, but if that's what it is, it is what it is. If I could talk to somebody and get a change, I would. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't mind 3 minutes. But this is an experienced fight I'm going up against. I'm not going in this to lose, though. I'm going in this to win. So I do see a little something I could do. I got a nice little game plan.
I'm a drop a little bomb. It's old. Oh shit! I forgot I was screen sharing. It's old, but. You may not know, and people that's tuned into your fight might not know. And for those that are trying to just automatically make Esteban the favorite, you know, what you don't know is that Esteban's last fight with Border Wars, he had a mental breakdown. He literally cried, like real tears. He had a breakdown. He almost wasn't going to get in the ring. You know, I start yelling like, bro, what the fuck is you doing? Like, we need you to get in the ring. Like, it's ring walk time. And it was like that Oliver McCall moment. So, you know, you might could get into his mental, you know. As good as he is, because he is good. You know, I always made him out to be our version of Islandry Laura, because he's the same complexion. You know, he's a southpaw. He's a very good boxer. But again, his mental could be pushed. It could be tested. You don't know. He could probably crack again. So, you know, you do have that going in that on the other hand, you look at yourself and you're a novice that is ballsy enough to get in there with a dude with 7 fights. You know, also this same dude has experience in Border Wars with like 2 more fights, you know, again, you're doing 3 minute rounds. So, that could also get in his mind, like, damn, what does this dude see in me that, as a novice, he's picking me, he's fighting on my terms, you know, and he's not afraid. So, you know, the mental game works both ways.
I mean, I'm glad you told me it's 3 minutes around. I was preparing for 2 mentally, so I'm glad I ain't come the day of and be like, oh shit, it's 3. But at the end, but I've been sparring 3 minutes around. Sometimes sparring 4 minutes rounds. So like. I ain't like afraid to go the 3 minutes, like, and like with me, like the more minutes I got in there, the more comfortable I get. Like, I ain't out of breath after it. Like, my stamina good, so I ain't worried. You feel me? I'm coming to win, and it is what it is. Like I said, ready or not, here I come. Like, it is what it is. So this was this is one of the only opponents that was available. And like, when once I sent you my footage the first time, this you was like, oh, I see this would be a good matchup.
I do. I do nice see a lot of natural.
Him, but I ain't worried.
I do see a lot of.
Even if it's close and we get a rematch in later on, I'm with it.
I do see a lot of natural ability in you, and you're right. At first, I was like, you know, you need to get a tune-up. But then I seen you sparring in real boxing, and I know there's some real boxers in there, and you didn't look at all like a novice to me. Like, you're a natural, you know? Now, does that mean that you could beat someone as experienced as Esteban? Maybe not. It's like you said, maybe you hang in there, you do a good fight, and you come back and fight Alex Vega, who's in your weight division, it seems like, based off the chart. And then you get back to the Esteban fight. Again, I'm going to be real. I tried to cancel the fight on the back end. I was trying to find Esteban somebody else. I don't think it's fair. Like, a person as talented as you naturally, you should be given the opportunity to, you know, to grow without being rushed. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they give you the right fights, who knows how good you could be? Because I see natural ability.
I appreciate that, but either way, it is what it is now. So we accept the fight, and we're gonna
yeah. When I said, "Yo, what you mean you making that fight?" He's like, "Bro, he told me he want that fight. Him and his trainer watched tape, and they watched that fight." So I want to ask you, how many fights did you watch of Esteban?
I watched the last Border Wars when we had the mental breakdown. He had another recent one where it's like an amateur fight with him and some other kid. He was counter punching really good, and I watched a few training clips of him and a few sparring clips of him. But it wasn't like that. Like I wasn't like, oh, I watched some clips and I see something I'm ready to exploit. It was literally like I just wanted a fight, and I was telling Adrian like, yo, like give me a fight. He was throwing out names, but all the names was at a whole lower weight class, and I'm like, I can't lose all of that weight. Like, especially on the same day weighing, I can't lose all of that weight. You try to get me to go down to 155 and all of that, and I'm like, I can't do that, bro. So like,
yeah, but wait, 155 like, ain't 155 plus 10, and so is you 165?
Nah, it was different. It was the way he was explaining it. It was different.
Yeah,
I wish it was that simple, like 155 plus 10, and I could still do it. But he ain't really have nobody at 155.
Yeah,
like it was one dude he said that was like down there, and I was just like, tell him I could make this weight. And then he came back and was like, nah, it's off the table. But so that's really what it was. It was just like it was only two people at my weight, and I was just like, I'd rather take Esteban.
Yeah.
That's really what it was. It wasn't like,
hey,
I was
man, listen,
like,
at the end of the day, you know, it's a win-win because you not as experienced as him. So all the pressure's on him.
Period. I'm coming to win, though. So I'm not coming to play with son, like, you feel me? So it is what it is, like. And I feel like this is he's a good enough talent. Like, I watched him. He's talented. I like his skills. So it's a good enough talent to really test myself with. So, no, this is a real test.
Did you show any of your trainer? Like, did Dennis see the tape?
You talking about the coaches at my gym?
Yeah, like, did you show Dennis Duglin the tape or no?
Oh, yeah, I showed Dennis the tape. And that's why he was like, you know, he want me to spar with him since he a southpaw, and I did a few rounds with him.
Mm. What did Dennis think of when you showed him the Esteban footage? Did he think Esteban was skilled? Did he say, nah, you could take him? What did he say? What was his initial thoughts?
Yeah, his initial thoughts is like he honestly he think my style is more of a pro style than an amateur style. He was like, he pretty much got confident in me that I could take him. Like, okay. He didn't really like think too much of Esteban. Like, he was like, nah, you could do that. I showed what's the name, Jerome. You know, Jerome. I forgot his last name, but he Mayweather cousin. He looked just like Mayweather pops.
Okay.
What's his name, Jerome? I don't know. I feel like if I knew his last name, you would know him. But him too, he be in there, so I be getting a little tips from him. And yeah, they like him. They said he got a nice little style, but they was just pointing out certain little pointers that they think you could take advantage of if you fighting a style like him. So everybody see the natural talent in him. Ain't nobody look at him and was just like, oh nah, you gonna walk through him. Everybody just was like, you know, respecting his talent and pointing out little game plans, little tips and pointers that I could do to take advantage of being in the ring with him.
Word. Well, so, champ, I'm excited, man. I'm excited, man. When do you get in town?
I'm going to get in town that Friday.
Okay.
Get in town the day before. You feel me? Like,
at Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I don't know. Should I come a little earlier than that? Like,
I'm getting there Thursday. I'm getting there the day before.
Okay. See, I'm going to get there Friday, you know, probably, you know, like just run, get acclimated to the air quality out there, you know. I'm already on weight now, you know, so I ain't worried.
That.
So. But yeah, I appreciate you, bro. I really do. I appreciate you for creating this opportunity for me and other people who want to, you know, put their boxing abilities and fanatics to the test.
For sure, champ. For sure. You in the gym this Sunday?
Nah. Sundays the gym is closed.
Oh. So it's Saturday. You said we're sparring.
Yeah, Saturday is sparring day. So if you want to pop out to see me spar, I usually spar on Saturdays.
What time?
Like around noon.
Okay, that's late enough.
Around noon. Yeah, like around noon, 1 o'clock, the latest. Because it's sparring day, so everybody's sparring. So everybody just line up, everybody gets sparring it. So, on Wednesday nights, too, I'll be sparring. But I know you usually thugging it out on the podcast.
I'm live.
Yeah.
But, champ, let me get to some other callers. Do appreciate you calling in and being part of the show. Look forward to your fight. We got Stainless. What up?
Yo, Nash.
What's up, champ?
Cool. I, with the Canelo watch party, where that's going to be at?
We got a restaurant that we go be watching the fight at. I don't know the name off top.
Yeah, I need to get reservations for that one, too.
Adrian know the name. You know that.
Yeah, I'm going to hit Adrian up. Yeah, I just got to get my tickets for the fight. I was going to see if anybody want to do a put like a five-person VIP table with me. If so, hit, you know, DM me, hit Ness up, get my number from him, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm with it. Otherwise, I'm going to just... either do a two-table VIP if it's still some left, or just get two seats. But already got my hotel. I'm leaving out Friday morning. I'll be there. Like I said, I'm excited. I'm a fan of Border Wars, and this time I get to just be a fan, so I'm excited for that, man. I'll see you then, man. As always say, please make sure you push that thumbs up. Share this in every episode of that Boxing Voice podcast. It's TBV for life. And if you ain't on Patreon or at least a YouTube subscriber, you dumb as fuck. Shout out to El Camino. Yo, just to make sure it's, you know what I'm saying, it's known, Jay Benitez is my caller. CYP is still that pound for my caller of the month. Oh, and it's two more tracks I should be sending you today, too. All right, though. Peace. All
right. OC the Boss. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button.
Yo, Ness, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
What's up? 10 days out, huh?
10 days out.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
Did they get you a fight or no?
I didn't. I was just calling in and be like, what happened with CYP? No, I couldn't. I had talked to Adrian, though. You know, I've been, for like a month and a half, though, I've been dealing with that sciatic nerve shit. Yeah, so I ain't been able to do nothing, bro. Like, it's just now starting to, I'm just now able to start to even lift my right leg up. Like, I couldn't even lift my right leg up.
So basically, you would have been pulling out the fight.
Yeah, I would have been pulling out anyway.
Oh my
I couldn't get it together, man. Like, I'm literally, even when I get in my truck, dog, I literally got to pick up my right leg to get in the truck. Like, that sciatic nerve shit ain't no joke, man. So it's just now, I'm just now starting to heal from that shit. But I'll be there, though. I'm definitely going to be in the building. I need to see what I can see.
Word.
On the real.
I mean, a lot of people in and around your weight division from what I've seen on the roster is a lot of 176 pounders, 168. Dang. I mean, more really 68, not, really they, 70, 76.
But they not masters, though, right? They're
I don't know.
Then,
no, definitely not masters. There's only one masters, and that's Rocky, and he's 203 plus.
Yeah, right. But I would. If I could have got in, I definitely would have liked that Forbes fight. I definitely would have liked that Esteban fight. CYP, I would have smashed that motherfucker out the gate because he's just a big buff for nothing. So I definitely would have beat him.
You would have been pulling out, though. You injured right now.
I know.
So it don't even matter.
I know. It don't matter. So I guess I can gear up for Border Wars 15 then, huh?
I guess you're going to have to do some calling out of CYP. He said he don't believe you. He said he won't get no credit for beating up on you because you're too old.
That shit funny. It's funny, though. It's cool. But listen, I hope he did. Is he coming, though?
I don't know. He ain't getting no fight.
That don't mean shit.
I'm just saying, he ain't going to, like, take off of work. Remember, he got business. Oh. He ain't going to just stop his business for nothing. But who knows? Bad. Maybe he show up. Maybe he shows up.
Shit, my bag. I thought he was the owner or some shit. I thought he was a boss. You know,
they take you to fight.
I'm just saying they take off days when they want to take off days,
you
right?
You ain't lying.
Exactly. when you was on deck and Danny was on your show, then you tell Danny like, "Yo, I'm about to hit it right here. I'll be back right here."
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And Danny had to hold that shit down, right?
Yep.
So listen. CYP cool with me. But I'm just saying, though, I don't want to hear that shit. I got to work shit and all that. Like, come on, man. You run that shit. That's your shit. You should be able to leave out when you want to. But also, I'm looking at it this way. If Border Wars 15 popping off, got to get myself for that. It's a few people that I'm interested in. But will they be masters by then, though? Will they have enough experience by then? Because, I think that's going to be the biggest issue with me is these motherfuckers and their experience is everybody a novice. No matter if they did smokers, that's cool. Their experience level might not be novice, but in the eyes of USA Boxing, they some novice shits.
Yeah.
So that's always going to be the problem for me. Because I got 13 with USA Boxing. So, yeah. Way out there, motherfucking league. Oh, my ass. But, damn, Keem ain't come. I forgot Keem ain't come. I definitely want to spar Keem. But, you know, if any motherfuckers coming in early, they trying to do some little sparring or something. Hey.
Bro, you got a sciatic nerve to my spar.
It's back. Bro, listen to me.
Yo, this guy.
Stop trying to clown me, Ness, stop trying to clown me, dog. Listen.
I'm just saying, you said you got to lift up your leg. Listen. Now you want to spar?
No. I said before. I'm good now. I'm good now. Yeah, I'm good now. But I'm saying, though, I'm good now, but I'm good at the last minute. So I definitely wouldn't have been able to train properly to fight anybody. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm good now. Back around this motherfucker bouncing around. So, you know, it's about time I get back in the gym and do my shit and gear up for the next show. The next Border Wars 15 or some shit like that. But I definitely will be in the building, man. I ain't going to hold you up. Do your thing, man. I see you motherfuckers, on the 14th?
Yeah, I'll be there the day before.
Yeah, well, shit, I might see you the day before then. I'm fucking with Adrian anyway, man. But, yeah, go out the thing. I'm going to tune in and see what's going on.
All right, champ.
Yes, sir.
So it looks like Stainless found someone already to get a VIP table with, Anthony Edwards, a.k.a. Queens City Cobra. That's another fight for you, too, OC. I'm pretty sure Anthony is now in the Masters without a doubt division. He's got to be in that age bracket now, I want to say. But he's always been in amazing shape, you know. So shout out to Ant. Stainless sending you this number now so you can communicate with Anthony. And anyone else that wants to link up with Coach Mitty said OC the boss versus Anthony Edwards is a contest between two disabled people, because Anthony did get a lot of surgery. Shout out to him. He must got A1 insurance. Let me tell you, ever since I met him, he's been getting surgeries. Keep it real, Mitty. He had like an ACL surgery. Then he have like a deviated septum surgery. My man has had mad surgery since I met him. Shout out to your healthcare player. You the man. Yo, they said tell OC he'll get that sciatic ass beat. We going to the real McCoy. What's going on?
What's up, Ness, man? How you doing, dude?
I'm good. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm okay, man. Thanks for asking. Well, first, I wanted to ask, man, what for my kids? That's because we got 3 bouts coming in on that Border Wars. Since our first time ever fucking with it. Appreciate it. Appreciate the platform. Appreciate it all, man. You guys going to see something great on the 14th, especially with that bout number 10, Tyrell McCoy Jr. But bout number 7 is my other kid, Tyrese Anthony. And you didn't say his bout. Yeah, like skipped over him and went to the next one. Is there some reason for that? I've been waiting on
Adrian. No. Maybe I just skipped it by mistake or you didn't hear it. But I feel like I read Tyrese Anthony's name because he's the only Tyrese, right? And when you super chatted, I had got confused with Tyrell. But, you know, Tyrese Anthony is there, 13 to 14 age bracket, 114 pounds, 2-minute rounds. He's taking on Jesse Sanchez out of Beast Box. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I said that because of the word Beast Boxing, unless there's somebody else out of Beast Boxing.
Okay. But is I didn't see his poster. Because you had did a couple of the posters, too. Adrian been getting back with me, though. Adrian been a solid dude. I just thought, shit, if I can catch you and you doing it live, fuck, why not call you? Fuck?
I'm looking here. I don't think they have a poster. Did you submit your picture?
Yeah, we did. We waiting on Jesse Sanchez, people, man. They bullshit. They took forever to take the fight. Now they taking forever to send the pictures.
Maybe
yeah, I'm throwing shots. Adrian.
Maybe that's what Adrian. It is. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they didn't get his picture, so I don't see a poster because it could be because of that reason. I don't see one for you. Let me text Adrian, though.
Yeah, what's up, Jesse Sanchez, people, if y'all watching? What y'all doing? Y'all took forever to take the fight. Don't duck this work, man. Let my youngin' eat.
Talk to him.
We got pictures, man. You see Jeremiah, Tyrell, we come with belts, man. So we trying to put that in the little old heads, you know, speak this to fruition. You feel me, Ness? You
yeah.
Gonna be talking about him in a minute.
Yeah, I just text Adrian to find out. So how old is your son exactly? Because one is listed for 15, 16. The other one is listed for 13, 14.
My son, hold on 1 second, Caleb. My son, McCoy Jr., he is 16. Jeremiah Johnson, he is 13. He's about to be 14 in September this month. And then Tyrese don't turn 14 until November, I believe.
And these are all 3 your boys?
No, they're not my boys. My son biologically is McCoy Jr. And the other two is just fighters out of our gym.
Okay.
Damn good fighter. Tyrese Anthony, he ranked like number one. My son ranked like number four, and Jeremiah still scratching to get his rankings. But he's just collecting belts right now. You know what I'm saying? We just on some NUA shit right now, man.
I love it. Yeah, I went through the whole bout sheet, so I definitely said it because he's the only fighter fighting out of beast, I think. At least on the B sides. Let me check any A side fighters coming on out of red corner fighters. If there's any beast boxing out of red corner, I don't see none. Yeah, so
I didn't see none.
I certainly said it, but you could have got confused because there is no poster. So you're right about that. There is no poster. I'm waiting on the response from Adrian. But I'm being texted by another coach that knows your fighter, and he's a multi-time national champion.
Okay.
He's saying that your fighter is Tyrese Anthony is a multi-time national champion.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all finna see fireworks, man. I'm telling you, you finna see fireworks when them Ben Stewart boys show up. You guys about to see fireworks, man. Tyrell McCoy Jr., Tyrese Anthony, Jeremiah Johnson, they coming from St. Louis, Missouri to tear it up, man. We coming up north, and we burning them shits up, man. That's what we coming to do, man. I'm talking that shit because we bought that shit. We from the Show Me State, baby. We only know one way, Ness.
How many fights does your son have total so far?
He like 50. No, he's about 70, 50. Right? Sheesh. Oh, you finna see action.
You said 70, 60?
Yeah, between 70 and 60. Yeah, we ain't.
And he's
no
only
game.
15, 16, you said? Wow. What's your plans? Are you guys looking to...
All right, well, right now we shooting for 2028 Olympics. That's what he want, man. He he trying to make the Olympic squad, so he's trying to tear up these junior, youth, and elite years and try to, you know, make a mark up in that mud before we do anything else. So,
okay.
Yeah, he's on his way. And we got to keep winning until age get him. Age going to probably be his problem, but he just got to keep winning. So, iron sharpening iron right now, Ness. Hey, Ness, I got to get going because I'm an entrepreneur.
Nah, no worries.
Like yourself. But if anybody need any plumbing that's listening in St. Louis, Missouri, Rello Plumbing, REL-O. Call us for all your plumbing needs. We'll take care of you. Hey, peace and blessings to you, Ness.
Likewise. Appreciate you. Tip Bellis, main event tip.
Yo.
You.
How's your word, man?
Chilling.
So what about a minute? I ain't even read the sheet.
I don't know that this is necessarily the order, but they have you down number five.
That is early. Shit. Are we doing same day weigh-ins?
Nah, I don't think that's early. So what, you think it is from 1 to 20 and not backward? Ooh, there is another beast boxer right there, Alan Cardida, whatever. But anyway.
I don't know how Adrian do. You guys, Adrian, that we supposed to be doing weigh-ins the day before or the same day?
Same day.
Oh, okay.
Amateurs.
All right. That's a bet, man. Well, you know, man, Mr. Caller of the Year. You know what I'm saying? Gotta check in with y'all, man. You know, come to bring the show. One more week, man. One more week. You know, be out here grinding, man. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna ramp it up a little bit more for the rest of this week. You know what I'm saying? We're going to ease our way into Saturday night. And, you know, we're gonna bring a show, man. Planning on bringing fireworks, bro. Planning on bringing fireworks. That's the plan, man. You know what I'm saying? Sit down on everything. That is the plan.
Nice.
Yeah. But shout out to the Puerto Ricans on the car, man. We're going to have a clean sweep Saturday night, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get that Edgar Berlanga win. You know what I'm saying? So. Y'all listening, bet the house on every Puerto Rican possible. Hey, shout out James Benitez, man. My boy been putting in work, you know what I'm saying? Getting that work in with the professionals, you know what I'm saying? You know, Rocky in for a long night, man. And shout out to the other Vega. You know what I'm saying? Not the one with the good mic. You know? We not worried about the one with the good mic. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be what do they call it? Police brutality, you know what I'm saying, in the ring on that very night. It's crazy. Crazy.
I forgot he was like a sheriff or some shit. Yo, hilarious.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out right now what ring walk song I should walk out to. I ain't even sure yet, man. I might hit him with some. Just because I might come out to Fat Joe too, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm rooting for Belonga that night. So I just might come out, you know, lean back that night. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Just might do it, man. Just might do it. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Give me a terror squad chain before I, you know what I'm saying, I arrive in Milwaukee. Tell you, I got to come out there looking like a star, bro. You know Word. What I'm saying?
Nah,
this ain't my city,
you.
But you know what I'm saying? I plan on turning it into my city. You feel me?
For sure.
Yeah, man, that's it. I'm going to tie back in with y'all.
All right.
All right.
Tip Bellas, ladies and gents. Let's see. We got Rocky taking on James Benitez on the check-in. What up?
Yo, yo, you hear me nuts?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, big dog? How are you today, man?
Can't call it, man.
All right, man. Shit, man. We 10 days out, right? Yo, this has really been a journey, man. I went from, like, excitement to a little bit of anxiety, you know, a little healthy, nervous energy. And now, like, I'm just ready to fight, man. Mm. I feel like a caged lion. Like, I'm ready right now. I don't got to put in any more work. Work is done. Can't wait to get in there and fight. It's just like something switched inside of me, man. I guess that's something common that, you know, fighters go through. Because I do see, like, close to fights that fighters be real, like, more reserved and serious. And I'm just starting to get that feeling, like, man, I just can't wait to get in there and get this shit over with, throw my hands and put on a good show. Shout out to Benitez, you know, it's nothing but respect. But we got to go in there and punch each other in the face and see who the better man is on the night, you know? Other than that, Ness, I don't really know what else to say. I ain't really got much else to say. Y'all tune in. It's going to be a good fight. You know what I'm saying? I put in a lot of work. Y'all seen some of the sparring. You know, spar with some community members, which is always good. You know, mixed it up with some MMA dudes in North Florida. So we just been putting in work, and we ready to perform. That's all I got.
All right, champ.
Unless you got stuff for me, champ.
I mean,
that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to know if you sparred again after the footage that we showed. Did you get to get sparring again, or that was the one time?
Nah, after sparring Key, I sparred some local MMA guys. So
they had boots
I did get
on
some
no?
work in. I'm sorry, say it again.
Did they have boxing shoes on or no? They was in their barefoot.
They had sneakers on. They had sneakers on. No boxing shoes. But, you know, you got to make do with what you got in front of you. I'm a true believer in it's about you at the end of the day and what you bring to the table and how you train, you know. I know not every camp is perfect. I know some guys who probably don't even get top-level work, but they get in there and do what they got to do. So as long as you're working on your game plan, even those MMA guys, they're a body. So it was sufficient, you know.
Oh, no, I wasn't downgrading them. I was just asking because every time I had to spar MMA dudes, these motherfuckers never wore boots. They always was barefoot. They just wore the you know, they just had the gloves on.
90 seconds.
They had the gloves and the wraps, but they would be barefoot because that's what they used to, you know?
No, for sure. That is what they used to. But now they had shoes on. We sparred at a different location where we, you know, was able to get some, wear some shoes,
and,
they had mobility and all that.
So you masters or no?
Yeah, I mean, we're at that age where we can fight either, right? So
okay, so
for
you can fight
one,
either.
for this one, we went with Masters. But, you know, I was hearing I would have to holler at Bama Bowl, but it's a possibility there could be a rematch clause on this fight. And if there is, the next one could be open division. And I'm going to say here live, if there is a rematch, if we negotiate that, I say the winner gets to pick the weight. It's definitely going to be at a different weight this time. Next time, if we do.
Oh, you going down? You plan on going down?
Absolutely, and I think James is too. We're both putting in so much work that the weight has just been falling off.
How much do you weigh now, and what did you start at?
I started at 236.
Okay.
And last time I checked, I was 208.
All right.
So yeah. Damn. Lost 20-some-odd pounds, yeah.
That's nice. All boxing training? All boxing training, or are you doing weightlifting?
When I started, Cap, I was weightlifting. I cut that shit out and just doing boxing training, running.
Why you say it like that? Why you cut it out? Like I cut that shit out. Why? What happened? What did you experience that made you feel like it was unnecessary?
Well, it's just that... you know, especially at our age, you know, at my age when I'm getting older, I only have so much resource. I can only recover so much. Mm. So if I'm doing boxing training, I'm doing weights on top of it. I'm just too beat up to do the boxing training at my full potential. So the closer it got to the date, I cut it out because I just wasn't recovering the same. Same thing, you know, with the steps. I went, you know, when I started the step challenge with you guys, and I was going ham on the steps. As we're getting closer, I stop walking as much, but I'm doing more road work. So it's just little tweaks that you do getting closer to the date.
Hold up, because that's one and the same. Steps and running is still steps.
Yeah, but with the steps, I feel like I was getting like a tremendous amount. Like I was doing like 8 miles a day, let's say 6 to 8 miles a day walking. Now I'm doing maybe 3 to 4 miles, but I'm running most of those miles. So it's less steps, but I'm elevating my heart rate a little bit more.
It's more intense. It's more intense. But you lost 20-something pounds, so how your knees feel from that running?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not a spring chicken, so I feel it. But I think it's all about knowing when to pull back and when to go hard. And, you know, my knees feel all right. Thank God, you know. Knock on wood, I feel great.
Damn, I hate that you're going down and you think you'll be out of the division by the next fight because, you know, I was hoping, like, the winner would be looking at Supermax. We letting this motherfucker,
man.
Like, yo, this dude talks mad shit and ain't fought in, like, 3 years. Somebody got beat his ass.
All right, here's my thing, guys. I wouldn't buy a ticket that fight, or maybe that'll be a better fight for Benitez if he weighs more than me, win or lose, right? But my thing is, like, Supermax, I didn't see him in any of the build-up. Like, shout out to him. I know he fought before, but I'm just not, like, excited to fight him.
His name ain't big no more. I like it. Talk that talk. Cause that's the thing, he be thinking he a big name, but I feel you. You know, he's forgotten. He's yesterday's news. I hear you.
And I'm new to the community. I don't know him like that, man. I heard the name, but I mean, he never really. You know, I haven't heard him call in. I don't know if he's fighting this fight, so I don't know if I want to stick around for him. You know what I'm saying? All respect. It's nothing personal, but
for sure,
it just is what it is.
Totally understandable.
Sir.
But alright, champ, let me get to these other callers. I appreciate you calling in and updating us. I'm looking forward to that fight, man. Bittersweet, you know, because I rock with both of y'all, man. So I'm staying neutral, but you know I'm gonna call it as I see it.
You got to, champ. All right, man. I'll see you over there at Wisconsin, man.
All right. We got Cliff in Connecticut. Cliff in Connecticut. If you're watching this on YouTube, you know what time it is. Go ahead and smash that thumbs up. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so. For those asking, yes, the fights will be live streamed on our YouTube channel. And we're going to be doing live commentary as well. So, yeah. And Adrian is informing me that all the fights are two-minute rounds. Conquer Club does that on its own. It's a you know, technical mistake. There are no three-minute rounds. It'll be all two-minute rounds for all bouts, according to what I am interpreting from what he says. That being said, looks like we got to the last caller. Ness GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be right back at it in 3 hours for another second show of Hardcore Boxing Talk. This was our amateur boxing talk show because we're doing our first boxing amateur event in Wisconsin September 14th. It's going down. Border Wars is back to business. Join us. Get yourself a ticket. Watch live fights, and then you can even hang out with us for the after party where we watch the Canelo Berlanga fight together with a bunch of hardcore boxing fans. So if you've never been to one of our events, this is the perfect time to come out for a great boxing weekend, not only of amateur fights, 20 amateur bouts, but also the Canelo Berlanga entire card. We're going to be watching it together. Self-productions, yes, we got another show in 3 hours, but you know we need you to recommend a topic. So what we're talking about this afternoon is up to you guys. Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.